All right. Now, Lieutenant Hotz, the numbers are in from the Labor Day counting period, and they're not as good as could be hoped. Will you tell me a little bit about what went on this weekend?
Well, the preliminary numbers indicate that we had 7 people killed in traffic crashes over the 2013 Labor Day holiday weekend. That is the same amount of fatalities from last year, so obviously we are disappointed with that. We would have liked to have seen those numbers much lower. The patrol worked 248 traffic crashes, which included 112 injuries, and we investigated 5 of the fatal traffic crashes. Troopers also made 119 arrests for driving while intoxicated in 2013, and that's compared with 147 arrests last year.
So do you think the lower number of driving while intoxicated arrests, would you think that could be due to past efforts by the patrol?
Certainly we hope that past enforcement efforts as well as educational efforts could have contributed to that. It is really tough, though, to draw any conclusions from just, one year to the next. So, of course, we urge people to continue to not drink and drive. If you are going to drink, we ask that you make a decision about how you're going to get home before you start drinking. Choose a designated sober driver. Take advantage of public transportation. Maybe stay at a hotel or at the destination that you're traveling at. But just don't get behind the wheel of your vehicle and try to drive home.
All right. And on a brighter note, there were no deaths due to boating or drowning, right?
Right. There were no boating fatalities or drownings, which is certainly good news. We did arrest 14 people for boating while intoxicated this year, which is up from last year. I think we had 7 arrests for boating while intoxication, and there was 1 drowning last year as well. So certainly good news on that front. Again, we want to encourage people, if they're going to be in the water or near the water, we ask that they use those personal flotation devices. They can really make a tremendous difference. If you unexpectedly fall in the water or swept in the water, it could be the difference, of course, between life and death.
And will you talk to me a little bit about some of the operations the patrol was doing both on the water and on the roads?
We take part in the national effort, which is called Operation CARE, and that's the Combined Accident Reduction Effort. And that's all across the country. Law enforcement agencies get together and not only enforce traffic laws, but also try to raise public awareness about the dangers of drinking and driving or traveling too fast or distracted driving. Now, we also try to urge motorists to use the correct restraint system, whether it be a seatbelt for an adult or older child, or a child restraint for a younger child. We also took part in the 20-mile trooper project, and what we did there was on several of the major interstates, we stationed a trooper roughly every 20 miles on those roadways during the peak travel times. And we know that when people see a patrol car out there, they typically drive in a little bit safer manner, and they are committing less traffic violations. And we know if we can eliminate those traffic violations or at least decrease them, we can also decrease the number of traffic crashes that we see.
All right. Well, Lieutenant Hotz, do you have anything you'd like to add?
So far this year, we are 16%. We have a 16% decrease in the number of fatalities. We'd like to see that number continue to grow. We want to, again, urge motorists to pay attention when they're driving, drive at a speed that's appropriate for the conditions, never drink and drive, and always make sure everybody in the vehicle is properly restrained.